Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Cancer, about the scariest diagnosis a person could get. If it's early enough and surgery can remove the tumor, well, you can be saved. So where does naturopathic medicine fit in with this? If you review the studies, over the years, many studies have shown the effectiveness of a number of natural agents, such as plant medicines, minerals, or vitamins, or healthy behavior like exercise and Mediterranean diet to fight cancer. The problem becomes, usually, too much for the immune system to deal with on its own once the tumor burden becomes too great. Essentially, one way of looking at using natural medicine to combat cancer is prevention, as really it does take years for most cancers to actually get massive enough to be detected, even if the tumor may seem small at this point, even half an inch, for example. So, the prevention activity is an ongoing journey, which should be incorporated into a healthy lifestyle. Much becomes a person's choice. There is a lot of emphasis on genetics these days as we map out these blueprint chemicals for what shapes us and how the genetic code can produce a cancer in people. We shouldn't overlook the possibility that certain mutations in our genes make cancer for more people likely. For the majority of cancers, I and many others would say, however, that lifestyle choices can impact the likelihood of developing a tumor or not. People are always developing cellular changes that could progress to a cancerous mass. But for the amazing ability of the immune system to correct these issues while it's still only a few errant cells. Herbal medicines act as modulators of the immune system to upregulate all these processes that will correct oncogenesis, or the beginning of cancer. Medicinal mushrooms like maitake prevent cancer in multiple ways. As well, ginseng, even saffron can do this. Something as simple as walnuts can help on this level. Walnuts have omega-3 fats, the good ones that help the body in many ways, even as simple as being anti-inflammatory. A prevention right there. Walnuts have flavonoids, vitamin-type compounds, and phytosterols, which modulate the effects of human hormones, good for preventing breast and prostate cancers. Walnuts even keep the DNA healthy, which is important as we study epigenetics, where everyday activity of the DNA can be affected. Again, for better or worse, by the choices we make. It kind of becomes obvious oftentimes. Tobacco smoke really damages this epigenetic activity, where things like brassica family veggies, your cauliflower and broccoli, preserve and strengthen the gene system. Especially if you have a strong family history of cancer, or you've already had a brush with it yourself, you can research for yourself all the ways you can strengthen your immune system. Should I be vegetarian or eat soy? These are maybe less obvious, but if you're asking those questions, at least you're really making some good choices. Talk to your oncologist or make an appointment with a naturopathic doctor to get really fine-tuned in cancer prevention. And yes, there are natural medicines that can work alongside or at least immediately following regular medical therapies like radiation and chemotherapy. At the very least, you can add more healthy years usually to your life, and natural medicine has much to offer in the realm of cancer. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies.